Hey guys, it's Eugene.
And it's Chris. And we are here with a disclaimer because we totally lied in the episode and we needed to clear that up. So that's what we're here to do. Eugene.
We said we were going to watch an episode of Teen Titans Go at the top of this episode and we were going to talk about Fast and Furious 6 first. We ended up just talking about Fast and Furious 6, summer movies, and then we talked about...
I don't even know what
we talked about negativity and sincerity on the internet and on Twitter.
This has been two episodes in a row where like things took a real weird turn after we got done talking about the thing we thought we were going to talk about. But there's no Teen Titans Go this week.
And we will watch Teen Titans Go next week, and we will probably have... pretty soon we'll have somebody who worked on the show.
Yeah. So I hope you guys like it anyway. It's a weird episode, but I think it... I think it's
important to the progression of humankind.
Yeah, but I was going to say, well, obviously, like every episode, but I was going to say, I think it turned out pretty, even if it's not good, it's pretty sincere.
Pretty mathematical.
And welcome to the Gravity Falls Gossiper podcast.
It's a podcast about Disney's Gravity Falls and life and stuff. I'm Eugene.
And I am Chris.
And GravityFallsGossiper.com, GravityFallsGossiper at gmail.com, GF GossiperCast on Twitter. We're on Facebook and iTunes and all that good stuff. Guys, really quickly, Meow Wow, that code does not work anymore.
Yeah.
Our two-month trial period with We Love Fine is up, and we're talking to them about continuing sponsorship. We're talking to other sponsors. If you are somebody interested in sponsoring us, please email us at gravityfallsgossiper@gmail.com.
Yeah, man, if you got a thing coming out you want us to promote to our vast listening audience.
A thing,
whatever it is.
Got the thing. Ben Grimm, the thing.
The thing, yeah.
Miss Thing.
If you've got something coming up, I mean, it could be a book, it could be a song, it could be some kind of tablet, and by tablet I mean the kind that you take as medicine,
like Moses.
Well, I assumed
tablets.
I assumed that people would think I meant tablet like an iPad or a Kindle.
No, I thought Moses.
Okay, I like that about you. If you've got some kind of waxed floss that you want us to talk about?
Waxed floss.
I'm just looking around your table, man. I saw the medicine there.
Yeah.
And then I saw the floss.
Medicine, he means hardcore drugs.
Yeah. If you've got a company that makes the shaped bears that honey goes in, like the little plastic bears that honey goes in, let us know.
Yeah, sure. Email us. We are still in the midst of watching Teen Titans Go. I think we're gonna watch an episode today, but we're gonna do a different format today a little bit. Sort of. We're just gonna talk
by which he means we don't know what we're gonna do.
We're gonna talk a little longer before what we usually do is stop the podcast, watch an episode of a popular / nostalgic animated show,
yep,
which is generally what this show is becoming.
Yeah.
And then come back and talk about it.
I think we are slowly just turning into a whatever Chris and Huge have watched recently podcast.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
That's fine.
We had a Memorial Day barbecue on Sunday.
We sure did.
And I ate myself into oblivion to the point where I think I actually took a nap outside at one point because I was full of grilled meat.
There was a point where Eugene was so meated to the gills. It's that moment when I hit you with that water balloon when you were sitting in that chair.
No reaction.
You had absolutely no reaction. I was like, this dude is ice cold. But what it turns out was he was just almost in a meat coma.
I was in a meat coma. It's because you always make this mistake where you show up to a barbecue and you're like, there's going to be a lot of food there, so I'm not going to eat before it. But then they start making the food, and you're so hungry that you just gorge yourself.
I had every intention of trying to eat a small little meal before we got there.
Yeah.
And I failed. I did not eat anything before we got there. And then I did not eat as much as I should have once I was there.
Yeah. You partook in beverages. Let's say that. Yeah. Smile dip beverages.
Yeah. The I also had the combination of spending a lot of time running, jumping, water gun shooting, being in that giant inflatable ball.
Yeah.
Like all of that, like out in the 90-degree heat, like the combination of very little food.
It was like the most, like...
I guess Kool-Aid is like the liquid equivalent of Smile Dip.
I guess technically.
Smile-Aid.
Smile-Aid. That house of our friend Nathan and Becca is
well,
like...
our friend Nathan and Becca.
It's just like a kidding. Funko Land Chuck E. Cheese of, of you know, like, rejuvenile adults. Because, like, outside there's, like, water balloons and...
It was very nice of Nathan to go through all that trouble to get all of that stuff for us.
An inflatable ball that you can run around in. And then inside there's like a 66-inch HDTV that's playing video games and Arrested yeah. Development. So it's kind of like no matter where you go. And then there's food in like every room.
Yeah.
So like no matter where you go, you're just wasting your life away with recreation.
Or you're just enjoying yourself. I think there's a better way to say that.
It was fun.
I hope you guys had a good Memorial Day. We certainly had a blast. Fun.
We seem to have that every year where we have like a barbecue and we slowly realize how much older we get each year because we start like around noon or one and we're like, we're going to be here all night. And then it's like 7 o'clock and we're like, I'm so sleepy.
Well, you know, I think part of the reasoning for that is because of how we conduct ourselves.
Running around in the sun, throwing water balloons.
I tackled a lot of people. And I got knocked down quite a few times. Man, I almost had a panic attack at one point. I was inside that ball. I'd gotten knocked over, and I was inside that ball. And then Joey got completely into the ball also. And then Wade started trying to get in, and I started having an anxiety attack where I was just going like, my claustrophobia kicked in.
You're never going to get out of here.
Yeah, I cannot possibly get out of here. We're going to run out of oxygen.
This is your life from now on.
This is what... I just thought my life was about to be over. I was like, the oxygen in this bubble will be used up soon, and I'm going to die. You can't think straight when you're having those moments of two other grown men with beards trying to get into a ball with you.
With beards.
Well, I realized it really was the two other guys with beards.
I guess.
Yeah.
We have a couple other friends with beards.
That were there?
Cove.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, no, I was the guy. Yeah. Three beard guys in a ball.
This ball, .com. For those who are trying to picture this ball, it's not like a giant hamster ball where you crawl all the way inside and run around.
It's like a big inflatable ball that has a hole in the top and the bottom for your head and your legs to come out, so you can like run around in it.
So people basically tackle each other, or they try to throw water balloons inside, or pour water inside. And, guys, hilarity ensues, obviously. But over the weekend, we saw Fast and Furious 6. I believe...
Furious 6 is what
it's called. Furious 6, technically, even though everybody calls it Fast 6.
Yeah. I kind of like that, though. It was funny, because, I rewatched part of Fast 5.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of Fast 5, it actually does come up. It just says Fast 5.
Yeah.
So then this one just saying Furious 6 makes sense.
It was a really long delayed title screen. I had totally forgotten they hadn't flashed the title screen by the time it came up. Okay, so we're going to talk about Furious 6. We're going to talk about it.
Let's just call it Fast 6.
It's shorter.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it. We will not have massive spoilers, but pretty much like we're going to talk about things that happen in it. So if you really care that deeply, don't listen for the next however many minutes. But
we'll tell them in the show notes once we see. Eugene is shaking his head that no, we won't. No, we'll put in the show notes. Well, we'll pay attention to when we stop talking about Fast 6.
We won't remember to do that. I mean, look, hey, we can imagine. We can like, with the best intentions, say we are going to do that.
I'm writing it down, Eugene.
But, okay, so for those of the people, it's weird to think about, like, Fast and the Furious as, like, one of the most successful movie American franchises.
Eugene, we are into the second decade of Fast and the Furious movies. And here's the deal. No reboot.
Yeah.
It's been the same cast. I read this awesome article last night that was talking about how Fast 6 or how Fast and the Furious has, you know, against all odds.
Whoa.
Okay, sorry. There's a crackle.
Against all odds has become like one of the densest, most complicated movie franchises in Hollywood, you know, right now. And the thing is that it's like with each one, even though like it seems to be like the trend in Hollywood right now is to try to be more successful, the trend is to jettison old continuity to make things easier for new people to access. But with Fast 6, they don't get rid of anything. They keep building on this mythology. The thing keeps getting more complicated and it keeps doing better.
Yeah.
Like each one of these Fast and the Furious movies does better than the last one.
I remember, okay, so like we all, because like when the Fast and the Furious. When it came out.
12 years ago.
It was 12 years ago?
Yeah.
So it was about 20 or something.
It was like 2000.
Okay, so I was in college.
Yeah.
And I remember we all saw it and we enjoyed it.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it in the theaters? I saw it in the theaters and I really
still haven't seen it.
Really? Mm-mm. It's good.
Okay.
Really enjoyed it.
I do know that it's about living your life a quarter mile at a time.
Quarter mile at a time. It's all about family.
The two things I have learned are...
You might lose your car. It's weird because like we really enjoyed it. You knew it was just kind of like a lark. And then when Too Fast, Too Furious came out, it was
I have to say is, ridiculous or not, is one of the best sequel titles ever.
Oh yeah, of course. But like it was ridiculed as like this, why is this happening? Look at this stupid title.
Why did we need another one
of these? Yeah, like we don't need another one. And then it's weird because until Tokyo Drift came out, people were kind of like, this stinks, and I don't, like, it's dumb, and it's like, for ogre, like, stupid people. And then, like, Tokyo Drift came out, and, like, I remember Tokyo Drift came out, and it was relatively successful, but I don't think a lot of people that I knew saw it.
Yeah.
And by I knew, I mean, of course, Asians. No, I'm just joking. 'Cause a lot of Asian people saw it.
Trust me.
But, like, it's weird because, like, ever since Tokyo Drift, like, Tokyo Drift became the movie that was kind of, like, people were like, hey, you know, this movie's actually pretty good. And, like, ever since then, every movie's just been kind of, like, slowly ramping up to the spectacle that was Fast 5, which is, I mean, honestly, was amazing. And it's one of my favorite action movies.
I haven't seen The Fast and the Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious.
I haven't seen Too Fast, Too Furious.
Or Tokyo Drift.
I've seen most of Tokyo Drift, but I've never sat down and watched it just like in one sitting.
I am interested to watch Tokyo Drift now.
Yeah.
For reasons we won't necessarily get into. But then when Fast and Furious, which was the fourth one, came out, they did a riff tracks of it.
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know why they started there with the riff track, but they did riff tracks of it, which I will watch any and all riff tracks as riff tracks is.
Riff tracks is.
Riff tracks is.
Riff tracks I.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going for the correct grammatically. Anyway. But I watched the riff tracks of Fast and Furious, and I was like, this movie is pretty. It's like, this is funny.
You don't want to. It's like, yeah, it was like the beginning, the dawning of that age where we could be like, I kind of like this.
Well,
you know,
well, and Fast and Furious 2 was like the first one where, what's his name? Jeremy. Is it Justin Lin or Jeremy Lin? The director.
Justin Lin.
Okay.
Jeremy Lin is the basketball player.
That's right.
But they both look the same because they're Asian.
He said that. I did not.
I said it. I'm Asian.
I'm just bad with names.
I look like both of them.
Why don't we try to sneak into more parties? You look like so many famous people.
Hey, because we live in Memphis, Tennessee,
we could just go places.
Where Justin Lin and Jeremy Lin probably don't have as much pull as they would in Hollywood, in the place where they play are currently.
And clearly, we need to move to somewhere where we can get into better parties. But that was the first one where they brought him back.
I don't remember. I honestly don't. It's such a wash of like car images in my mind of all these movies. It takes me some thinking to think of which one is the fourth and the whatever. But I do know that he came back for Fast Five, definitely.
He came back for four. Because two and three are the ones he didn't do.
I thought he did Tokyo Drift.
Uh-uh.
Because he's Asian.
No. My understanding...
I'll look it up.
Well, as it was explained to me by a person who is like...
By Vin Diesel.
No, as it was explained to me by our friend Laurel, who is like a nut for these movies. And I mean nut in the best possible way. I mean, she is like... I guess she is totally a nerd for these movies. Am I right? Is Laurel right?
He did Tokyo Drift.
He did do Tokyo Drift?
And he did not do Fast and Furious. He came back for Fast Five.
Oh, well, she lied to me then.
She lied to you.
Well, she didn't lie to me. She was just mistaken. Well, anyway, Fast and Furious was... it was the first one that had, like, all the... like, Vin Diesel and Paul Walker back.
Oh, man. Too Fast, Too Furious was directed by John Singleton.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Somewhere in the back of my mind, I knew that.
That is weird.
I remember hearing a thing about him, like in, like not an interview, but it's not called an article when it's on the radio.
That's right, folks. The director of Boys in the Hood, and Higher Learning and Poetic Justice directed Too Fast, Too Furious. Anyways, go on.
Got to make that money, son.
So he did Tokyo Drift. He did not do Fast and Furious, and they brought him back for Fast Five. And it's funny because they brought him back for Fast Five after he had gone and done TV. Because that's during the time when he did like those episodes of Community that were like the paintball episodes that were so huge. And I know he did another television show. I can't remember which one. But like a primetime network television show. And then he came back for Fast Five, which I don't know if... like, when did it happen when people were like... oh, this is all of a sudden the most...
I don't know anybody that saw Fast and Furious. Like, well, I mean, Laurel saw it because, like I said, she's real into those movies. But, like, I
didn't see it.
But I don't know anyone at the time who went and saw Fast Furious. I was just like, oh, they're doing one of those. Okay. But then I saw it after it had already come out on DVD when they did the Riff Tracks. But it's like, in the midst of that Riff Tracks, what I was saying was, like, I was going like, this is still, like, a fun movie.
Let me ask you this. In that movie, when you watched it, are there quick cuts of people switching the gears with the stick?
Yes.
And like hitting the clutch and pedals?
Yeah.
Is there a scene where they're going really fast and he flips the switch and hits the NOS button and it goes even faster?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Well, it was funny too, during that opening scene of Fast Six, and I go, I guess on their cars, it's just... there's like a million gear shifts and it's like every time you shift gears, you're able to shoot up a little faster.
Yeah.
But then all the other guy has to do is also shift his again and then he can go faster. Because they do that about 20 times. I was like, I don't know. I think there's somewhere on, you know, online, someone had made like one of those pictures where it's like the top half is like regular gear shift. And then it was like underneath, it says Vin Diesel's gear shift, and it goes down to like 18th gear. I don't like what I was saying was like Fast Four. I don't know anyone that saw that. Like, I don't remember anyone being excited about it when it came out.
I want to know what they're going to call it.
But then when Fast Five came out, we were all ready to see that. And I have to think that it was strictly because all of a sudden, The Rock was in it.
Oh, yeah. That is probably a big reason why. Also, I'm going to look up... was Fast Five last year?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Cranking them.
Oh, no. It was... I'm sorry. It was 2 years ago.
It was
2011. It's 2011.
You got to be kidding me.
It was 2011.
I would have sworn we saw that last summer.
No. It was 2011.
I cannot believe that. Eugene, what has happened to our lives? Well,
if you remember... So, here's the thing, right?
Did it come out in the summer?
Yeah, it definitely... No, it came out in January when there's snow on the ground.
No,
everyone's dying on the way home.
Like Ghost Rider. That new Ghost Rider came out like in February.
Well, it's the funny thing because like if you remember, that was the... Wasn't 2011 the year that there was not like a summer tentpole movie?
No. 2011?
What came out in 2011?
2011 was Green Lantern. Hold on. Wait.
Okay.
Was Green Lantern.
Have we
X-Men
talked about Green
First
Lantern?
Class.
Have you seen Green Lantern?
Of course. We saw Green Lantern together.
Oh, did we?
Yes. In 3D at midnight.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, because you know why? Because I saw it again like a week later because I was hanging out with somebody and I was just like, let's go to a movie. We're going to see Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. No, no. 2011, in the summer, we had Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, which, like, let's be honest.
X-Men First Class.
It's not as bad as people make it out to be. It's not good. It's not the flaming pile of dog poo.
It made some mistakes.
It made a lot of mistakes.
Which is crazy. Like, I was really psyched for that movie, not because I necessarily care so much about Green Lantern. The big thing for me was, like, I wanted DC to get another property off the ground. And that one did not do it.
Blake Lively, man. She's a scientist, war pilot.
She's a scientist, fighter pilot, business owner.
Business lady.
And she plays the violin, of course. That movie had so many good people. Most importantly, though, the guy that directed that movie is the guy that directed both GoldenEye and Casino Royale. He's the guy who twice had been brought in to restart a new Bond franchise. So I was like, and he's an awesome director. He's like a good action director. But man, I guess just the weight of all that space nonsense was too much for him. I want to go back. Oddly enough, I was thinking about Green Lantern before I fell asleep last night, the movie.
Like you do often?
Rarely
happens.
You're
staring at your Hal Jordan ceiling stickers.
I don't know what had me thinking about that, but I was like, I was thinking about it. And I was going, man, I really need to rewatch that. And sort of like, because I haven't seen it. I saw it. That night it came out, and we saw it like at midnight. And then the only bits of it I've seen again was one time we were like at a tavern.
Saloon.
A saloon, yeah. And it was playing on one of the TVs just like randomly one night. And I was like, I was like, wait a minute.
Why were they playing?
It was just on TV.
Oh, okay.
They weren't playing. But I was just like, I go, wait a minute. I was like, I saw a part of it, and I was like, wait, both of those people were in Green Lantern. But I was like, but this doesn't look like Green Lantern. And I had seen the movie. And then all of a sudden something happened. I was like, wait a minute, this is Green Lantern. I was like, I felt like I remember so little of this movie.
I just remember the way it looked. It tried so hard.
It looked bad.
It tried to be like this grand superhero, like the way it looked. But the way that it was acted.
Let's watch Green Lantern and talk about it next week.
The way that it was acted was like it was a sitcom.
Was very flip.
Yeah. And I was like, this doesn't work because this is...
Some of the stuff just didn't make sense. Some of the acting was like, some people... this is one of the big things was like, the people, like all the people in that movie, I felt like all of the main, like the principals in that movie, all felt like they were in different movies.
Yeah. Sinestro would have been awesome in another movie.
Yeah.
Mark Strong is awesome.
I think that all of those people could have been awesome in a movie that if everyone else was acting in that same kind of movie. But okay, we had Green Lantern. And this is just the superhero movies. 2011, we had Green Lantern. We had X-Men First Class. We had Captain America. We had Thor.
Thor came out
before
late.
Captain America.
When they came out not in the summer. Captain America came out in like...
July.
But Thor came out later, I thought.
Nope.
Or was it earlier?
Captain America came out after Thor. I remember certain.
Oh, I'm thinking because Thor's coming out this like winter.
No, Thor came out first, which because like when Thor came out and was good, then it made us like so worried that Captain America was not going to be good because we were like, oh, they can't both be good. But then Captain America was so good.
I didn't like Thor as much as everyone else did.
I'm going to kill you.
I like Captain America way better than Thor. Anyways, but the weird thing is that like, I just feel like it was a summer of...
There was some other stuff, too. Also, I think that was, like, the last Harry Potter came out that summer.
But I just feel like there's not, like... I'm going to be careful the way I say this, because I am one of those people that, like, ran to the theater to see Fast Five, is that there wasn't a summer movie where you could just be like, I'm just going to sit here in this air-conditioned place and stuff's going to happen on screen. And yeah. Fast Five was the perfect, like... I don't know, man. Like, it has weirdly become this, like, American franchise that is, like, beloved when it used to be so derided and
hated.
Can
we just say, okay, look, can we just talk about how the fact that stuff started getting ridiculous in Fast Five? Like, the rules started getting, you know, a little bit... What's the word?
Loose?
Yeah, they started playing, like, a little loose and fast.
Oh,
bad joke dropper. With the physics in Five. But man, in this new one, it is just straight up superhero movie. It's like I explained it to somebody the next day who hasn't seen any of them. I was like, it's basically a car-based superhero movie. 'Cause there is stuff in that movie. All right. This is not really a spoiler, but Eugene will know what I'm talking about. And if you've seen the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen the movie, you won't know what I'm talking about. There's a scene where Dominic Toretto, as played by Vincent K. Diesel.
Vincent Price.
Oh, my God!
That'd be great. Fast and Furious starring Vincent Price.
Yes! Oh,
sorry, I'm Bill Hader.
What's some lines from Fast and the Furious that Vin Diesel says?
I mean, Vin Diesel really. It's like, yeah, that's kind of. It's like everybody's like
family.
He just says family a lot.
I just want one line from that movie that Vin Diesel says, so I can do it in that Vincent Price voice.
What's the scene you're talking about?
Okay, so Vincent Price does a hard-to-believe jump from a car.
Across a bridge.
I was going to keep it as...
of a highway.
Across a great distance.
Yeah.
And catches someone who's also going at a high speed in a different direction. Now... let's not even get into how hard it would be to time and aim this perfectly. But the fact of the matter is, he's going full speed in a car that he jumps out of and catches this person and lands on the windshield and hood of another car, shielding this person with his gigantic body.
With his gigantic body that is still the third... most gigantic body in the movie.
Well, out it's of all like
people.
It's also crazy that it's like you thought The Rock looked big in that last one, and he is even bigger in this new one.
Didn't he say in some interview like he wanted to be some superhero in a movie? He had talked about that, right?
Well, there's lots of
who was he supposed to be? Talked about being?
Well, there was a long time where he was attached to play in Black Adam,
in the Shazam movie.
But he is his next big thing is he's playing Hercules, not the comic Hercules, just like
the animated Hercules.
Yeah, no, he's playing
Hercules. So good,
it is so good. Why don't we watch that, man? Nobody ever talks about that movie, and it's so good.
That's honestly like. That whole period of Disney movies that people, like, a lot of people don't regard as classic.
Well, it's like, just because, yeah, I think it hit, like, right after the real big, you know, you had Lion King, Beauty and the Beast.
Love Hercules.
Little Mermaid.
I love Emperor's New Clothes. And we've talked about...
Love it so much you got the name wrong.
Or Emperor's New Groove, whatever. There's a reason I got that wrong, which I'll tell you when we're not recording. But I love Emperor's New Groove.
I love it too, man. Have you watched that documentary
yet?
It's
still on my computer. Okay. Sweatbox.
Yeah.
Explain to people what that is.
Okay, so originally Emperor's New Groove was not going to be called Emperor's New Groove, and it was going to be a completely different movie with some of the same characters and scenes and settings and stuff, but it was going to be this totally different movie, and Disney commissioned a... filmmaking team to do a documentary about the making of this movie. And unexpectedly, this filmmaking team caught like one of the craziest, like they just gave them all access to like basically all parts of the production. And they ended up seeing just this monumental disaster, kind of like catching it all on video or film, whatever. Hey, who cares? It's all you get the idea. But it's like they catch this thing like of it all just kind of falling apart. And it starts. It's funny because the documentary starts off going very smoothly, and it's like everyone's excited, and they're showing all the stuff, and it's like, oh, it's going to be this kind of movie, and blah blah blah, and this is going to happen. It's going to be really great. And then you slowly see how like the Disney at that time, which it's different now, I believe, since it's basically all new management, and they're more more creative people in charge at Disney now.
Now it's even worse. No,
I think it's better now. But you sort of see this thing start falling apart because the creative people and the business people cannot come to terms over things and like are disagreeing about things, sort of like the executive. It's really, really interesting. And you see it like this movie suddenly ends up becoming something so completely different from what it was. And you see like all the changes it goes through. And it's just, I mean, it's amazing to watch. But Disney, the filmmakers went ahead and made this documentary, or made like a, they put it all together and made like a work print of this documentary that then Disney has tried its absolute hardest to ever keep from making it to the public, which I don't think they should, because it's actually like, I mean, no one looks like a bad guy in it, you know? It's just, I guess
the fact that Emperor's New Groove is still a good movie,
yeah,
is like, I mean, why not see
how the sausage gets made?
This is what happens when you screw up.
Yeah, you can still make something good come of it. I think Disney should let people see this movie because it's fun. I mean, it's a good movie, but it's called Sweatbox, and for a long time, there were just these like work prints of it that people, you know, in the know had a hold of, where it was like VHS or whatever. But at some point...
VHS, what's that?
Yeah. But at some point, someone got a hold of a copy and put it up on the internet for a short period of time before Disney got it taken down. Like, they just had it... They put it up on YouTube, the entire thing. And then Disney had it taken down, but it was just long enough to where some people were able to save a copy of it, and so it's called Sweatbox. Maybe you can find it out there somewhere. I mean, don't ask us because we cannot.
Don't ask us publicly.
Yeah. But if you can find it, it's super interesting and totally worth watching. And I think like you said, it's the kind of thing that I feel like it shows that even when everything goes wrong, something good can still come of it. But there was like Atlantis and Disney's Tarzan, which so awesome. I know you love Mulan. That was not,
obviously,
that was not an Asian thing. It's just, you've talked about
it. I do love Mulan.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so Asian. getting back to our point, I've often said that Fast Five, this is like the best way to sell Fast Five to somebody who is against it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like if aliens came
down? Oh, also in 2011, War Horse.
Oh yeah, what's that movie about that horse that goes to war?
Bridesmaids. That was a huge hit.
That was a huge hit. I haven't watched that in a while. I mean, that is a hard R movie.
Yeah.
So
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
I really like that movie.
Yeah, me too.
I love that movie.
We saw that one too.
Oh yeah, we did see that one.
The Muppets? Was like
I have to this day never seen the Muppets
movie. I'll bring that Blu-ray over. It's good.
Fast Five, like, to me is like if aliens were to come down to Earth and to come to America.
Yeah, we've said this before.
Yeah, and they said, show us something that is representative of all things that are American.
Rango?
I never saw Rango.
Rango's actually surprisingly good.
I heard it was good. Fast Five would be the most...
you'd show them that and go,
this is
America.
The best and the worst of America in one two-hour package and fast cars.
Oh, the thing I was going to say is that scene where Dom catches that person and lands, you know, and is fine, and the person he catches is fine. It just made me think of that scene in The Avengers where Captain America... who is a super soldier.
Yeah.
He gets blasted out of that window, like with his shield in front of him, and just lands from like a two-story window on a car. And he gets up and he's like kind of struggling to get up, and it looks like it really hurts. But no, does not even faze Dominic Toretto.
Going at like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just ridiculous. But I mean, that's, you just have to understand that that's the kind of movie you're seeing. This is, you have to kind of expect. Well, I was not expecting that, but then when The Rock comes in to interrogate that guy, and it's like, oh, Rock has superpowers in this movie. Okay. There was so much completely impossible jumping off of things in this movie, where it's just like, you have to go, okay, they're basically, it's just, it's like I said, man, that next one had better be set in space.
That'd be so awesome.
I would not bat an eyelash if they set the next one in space. I would just go, yeah, okay.
And then Gina Carano can sure do a spin kick to your face.
I welcome it.
This is awesome.
It's funny that she's like, calling what she does in that movie acting is being either really generous to her or really mean to the term acting, but man.
But when she starts fighting,
but yeah, I mean,
you're just like, oh, okay, this is why you're here.
I don't care if she says a word in these movies. It's like, as long as she shows up and is such an amazing, you know, butt kicker.
I just love like when people do like a Frankensteiner to someone in a street fight because of how utterly impractical it is. Like, you don't need to do this. You don't.
Whatever.
Need to
it's
jump.
Devastating.
Also, not that devastating when you really think about like the actual physics of it.
No, man. It's all in how bad that landing can go in a street fight.
Yeah.
It's not so much the hit, it's the how awful that landing would be in a street fight.
Or it just snaps someone's neck and immediately kills them, and then you've murdered them.
Okay, yeah. In 2011, the highest grossing film was Harry Potter and the Deathly...
Ice Age 3.
It was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. So that was like a huge tentpole movie.
Guys, let's talk about Hufflepuff more.
Then we also had Transformers 3, which was huge.
God.
I'm just doing the top 10 most money making. Then there was number 3 was the 4th Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Then Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. Then Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah. Then Kung Fu Panda 2, which was terrible.
I've never seen either of the Kung Fu Pandas.
Kung Fu Panda is amazing. I love it. And I don't know if, like, Kung Fu Panda 2 is, like, one of the most disappointing movies. Well, just because it's, like, that first one was,
I've heard Kung Fu Panda is great.
It's, like, amazingly, like, surprisingly, it was such a pleasant surprise. The whole reason I got it, like, I rented it, got it from Netflix. Do you still call it renting when you get something from Netflix?
I don't know.
I had hooked up, like, a new Blu-ray setup, and I'd heard that Kung Fu Panda, the first one, like that Blu-ray was like a really good test, you know, a test disc. And then it turns out it was great. And then I saw the second one because the first one had been so good and it was terrible. After Kung Fu Panda, number 7, Fast 5.
How much did it make?
600 and I guess this is just domestic.
Oh, totals.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think this is just domestic though. 626 million. Number 8, The Hangover Part 2. Number 9, The Smurfs. Wow. Number 10, Cars 2.
This is going to sound completely
off topic.
Also,
new Sherlock Holmes.
Was it 11?
Sherlock Holmes Game of Shadows.
Game of Thrones. Game of Holmes.
Game of Holmes, yeah.
Sherlock Holmes Game of Holmes.
Yep. No strings attached.
By the way, this is not a spoiler, but if anyone out there who is a comic fan has watched any of the new Arrested Development, they have a gag that is running through the whole season that is all based on the Fantastic Four.
The doomed 1994 Fantastic Four movie? I have not gotten to that to any of that yet, but I do know that it is coming.
It's pretty crazy. And it's a lot of it is, I don't know, it makes me wonder, like, if Marvel had to still give them permission to make Marvel look like a very litigious, like, you know, like, it's this meta joke that you have to be, like, you're, like, asking Marvel to be in on.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, we're going to make you be the sort of
litigious bad guy.
Yeah. Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo. Oh my gosh, that movie just.
Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
Just the existence of Romeo and the name alone.
Yeah.
Makes me angry.
Hall Pass. The Adjustment Bureau.
I've seen Hall Pass. Do you know that? Yeah. It's atrociously bad. I didn't see it in the theater. I stole it.
Battle, colon, Los Angeles.
Oh, man. I totally forgot about that.
Mars Needs Moms.
Wow.
Jane Eyre. Limitless.
Limitless is awesome.
The Lincoln Lawyer.
Never saw that.
Paul.
Never saw that.
I saw that. It was all right.
You know what's interesting?
Sucker Punch.
Ugh, do not even get me started on how much I despise Sucker Punch.
Insidious.
I don't even know what that is.
Source Code.
I like Source Code. This is fun. We should just do lists from now on the show.
The King's Speech.
Oh, I like that. It's a good movie.
The remake of Arthur.
No, I didn't see that.
Let's see what else.
Just name movies.
Okay. The non-remake of Arthur. Arthur 2 on the rocks.
This is like loosely connected to Fast 6, Furious 6, whatever.
Your Highness.
But I'm just going to ignore you and keep talking.
Okay.
I got an email from somebody.
Rio?
To the Adam Warrock email.
Scream 4?
Basically, okay, you have to stop or else I'm going to smash the phone in your face. He's basically trying to convince me to give My Little Pony, A Friendship is Magic, another chance, right?
We're going to. Why are people keep saying this? We're going to.
Yeah, but the point is that he wrote a very, like,
impassioned email.
It was a very long, it was a very sincere.
Was it impassioned or was it just long?
It was impassioned.
And long.
It was long. It was impassioned. It was not mean or snarky in the least bit. It was very sincere. And he wrote about this, like, long kind of, like, description of why, like, entertainment, it's so rare to find something that's not cynical and that's totally sincere. And I mean, there is this weird thing about Fast and the Furious where it's like, I don't know if sincere is the right word, but they're like totally going all out and just being, because it's like a movie that its moral like compass is all on the like paragon good, like stick up for family.
It's like Robin Hood.
Yeah. And like, I was watching those Arrested Development, the new season, and I'm realizing this in a lot, because I watched Adventure Time. Mm-hmm. That was what I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
I watched the first two seasons.
He finally gave it another chance.
Of Adventure Time, and I really enjoyed it. And
that
song
you made about it, has that come out yet by the time this is out?
What was that noise?
I think the door's open.
It did. It came out yesterday. But like, that's another show that's like very sincere, right?
Yeah. Guys, if you haven't gotten it already, go get Eugene's song about Adventure Time because it's really good.
I play
good.
One chord on a ukulele in it. And then, like, I was watching the Arrested Development stuff, and I really like it. It's really awesome. But it's, like, so still cynical and, like, snarky and sarcastic that, like, it's...
Adventure Time is?
No, Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, its thing. That's the thing that it's supposed to do. That, like, I find it harder the older I get to enjoy, like, really mean, like, cynical stuff. Like, I watch Veep on, and this is not a show for kids, but stuff like that, like, on television, that it's like, I can watch it, but then I'm just like, it just makes me feel uncomfortable, and I'm just like, ugh, I don't...
You want something that makes you feel...
Good.
Yeah, something that seems like it's validated you spending your precious life moments on it. You know what else came out summer of 2011 that we both have completely forgotten about? Super 8.
Oh, I love Super 8.
Then Green Lantern. Then Mr. Popper's Penguins. Then Bad Teacher. Then Cars 2. Then Transformers 3.
But no, like, I feel like that's why I like Fast 5. That's why we like Avengers more than the Nolan Batman series. I do.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I respect the Nolan Batman series for what it...
Yeah.
does and how artistically it's made and how meticulously it's made, but at the end of the day, it's kind of downer.
At the end of the day, I am already so depressed. It's like I want something that makes me feel like, you know, like you have, I would rather leave the theater feeling totally hopeful and like that, you know, even though the ending of character-wise, the ending of Dark Knight was... Not Dark Knight Rises, Dark Knight was... like it was kind of like leaving Batman in a bad place. That speech that Commissioner Gordon is giving about why what's happening is happening really shows that, like, it was a much more hopeful, happy ending, really, than Dark Knight Rises was.
It's still like, hey, guys, life's not fair.
life's not fair, but it's like, it was a way happier ending to me than the quote-unquote actual happy ending of Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, the end of Dark Knight Rises feels kind of like a loss.
Well, and it also
not just, like a like you lose a game, but like you have lost this person. Yeah. You know? Even if, well, spoiler alert for Dark Knight Rises.
Came out last year. I think you would have seen it by now if you're listening to this.
You know he's not gone.
Cowboys and Aliens was 2011 summer.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No. Is it good?
No.
It's not good.
It's terrible. Attack the Block came out 2011.
Oh, so good. So good.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
But do you think that it's harder to get, like, if a show is presented to you, like, say, My Little Pony, and you're like, this is totally sincere, is that, like, a breath of fresh air for you? Or is it kind of like, are you kind of like, we'll see about that? Because, like, you have this, like, blockage to it?
Well, I think that it's, I'm going to stop looking at movies. I think it depends on the... Are we done with the fast talk? Should we tell people?
We can keep talking about it. We're not going to watch the episode because we're already at 45 minutes. Yeah. So we might as well. We'll put a little show sting at the beginning and be like, hey, we said we're going to watch an episode. We're not going to watch an episode.
We totally forgot. We got wrapped up talking about movies. What was your question?
My question is if a show like Friendship is Magic or even Adventure Time, if it's presented to you, right? From the get-go, like, this is a show that's completely sincere and there's no sarcasm, there's no cynicism. Are you like, yay, or are you like, we'll see about that?
I think it's all totally case-by-case basis, you know? And it's funny, you know, like, a lot... I think we've gotten way more positive reaction to us watching Teen Titans Go than negative. But the people who have said negative things about the show are... really, really, like, adamant. They're, like, vehemently against this show. And I just want to say that it's, like, when we're not trying to argue with you and say that your opinion is wrong when we jokingly say you're wrong. Like, that's just us playing around. Everyone is totally entitled to their
opinion. Or when we're like, I don't understand how anyone could not like this show in a million years.
Well, the thing is like... When we really like something, we're not dismissing you for having a different opinion than us. It's just like with something like this, I on a completely academic level, logically, when you tell me what your problems are, I understand what you're saying, but because it doesn't. That doesn't mean that I don't have to agree with your criticisms of it. And that's what we mean when we say, like, I don't understand how you couldn't like this. I understand how you couldn't like this, but I don't get it on, like, a visceral, like, emotional level because the things that some people may or may not like, when someone says they really, it's like when someone goes, I hate Superman because he's dumb. I hate Superman because he's wearing all that red and blue. It's like,
I hate red and blue.
I hate red and blue, so I hate Superman. I hate guys with black hair. Yeah. I hate dudes that can fly. It's like, well, I like dudes that can fly. So I understand.
I like fly dudes.
Yeah.
I like dudes that are like a fly.
Yeah. Like the fly. I like Jeff Goldblum. Come on.
We are so dumb.
But
I don't like flies. Get them out of
don't
here.
Don't care for them.
Get out
right
of here, flies.
Right out. Shoe fly. Don't bother me.
Do not bother me.
So we get it, but we also don't get it.
It's funny, like, I just tweeted about it today. Tweet dropper. One of my friends...
social media dropper.
His name is Casey Malone.
Oh, friend dropper.
And he works in Vigigames.
Oh, employment dropper.
He wrote this
Tumblr piece that was answering this question that was somebody asked, like...
Did you say his name's Kevin Malone?
His name is Casey Malone.
Okay.
He's friends with Kevin Church.
Oh.
And lives in
I really was excited. I thought you were going to say, but he is friends with Kevin Malone.
No.
Like, what?
He's friends with Carl Malone. No, he's not. And, like, he wrote this piece because this person asked him, did you watch Eurovision?
No.
And he was like, I was about to sit here and start typing about how I don't like Eurovision and I don't care and I don't understand why other people care. But then I thought about the fact that, like, when people on Twitter do that, it really bothers me. So I'm not going to be that guy. And he's like, I've been thinking about this for a little bit about why people do that.
Yeah.
Why people on Twitter. And I mean, we are all guilty of it at certain times when you're like
being venomous on Twitter.
Just not even being venomous towards something like towards a person, but just being like, I don't care about.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I don't care about sports. Stop talking about this football game.
And he made a really good point. He said that, you know, Twitter is a self-selected community. You follow people affirmatively, and then these are supposedly your group of friends, right?
Yeah.
And then when all your friends are talking about how awesome this thing is that you don't think is awesome, it makes you feel like not part of your friend group, and it makes you feel alone, and it makes you feel isolated.
So it makes you mad.
It makes you angry because you're like, I can't be part of this anymore.
It's like the only thing you can do, well, I mean, you could just go, no, it's all right for them to like something I don't like, and just kind of like, I mean, and I totally get that impulse to be like, I wish everybody would shut up about this.
I think I have that impulse daily.
But I don't say anything.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure
I have been guilty of saying
something. I know, you know, I mean, we've both been on Twitter for years now, and it's like,
it's just...
We've both been on Twitter for years now. Did you get that thing? You know, when they offered that thing where you could get like a full backlog of all of your tweets, like in a file. Did you get it?
No,
I got mine.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
I had to help someone get their like a bunch of text messages off their phone into like a document, and you can use these programs where you hook up your iPhone and you can pull it off, and it just like is a PDF, and like it's like every text you've ever sent to a single person. And I pulled a bunch off of mine from like exes and like my really like people, like my best friends or whatever, who I have text with a lot. And I like went all the way back to like the beginnings of text, and it was like so awkward to read. Oh my gosh. It was like cringe.
Yeah. Just, it was so funny reading those first tweets where it's like, we were still like figuring out what to do with Twitter.
This is stupid. I'm tweeting. What is this?
It was like test tweet, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, it was also kind of the thing. Do you remember on Facebook how it used to be, it would have your name
is
whatever. And it's like, Chris Haley is eating a sandwich or whatever. But it would be that same kind of thing on Twitter where we didn't quite know how we were going to use it yet. So there was a lot of those really awkward, hilarious thing. But anyway.
No, but like,
my point is, well, what I was saying was that I make a point to not do that.
I try not to. And even like, I did this yesterday, but when I do it, I try to make it where it's like, I am just stating an opinion and asking for clarification.
Because
it's like, when I started watching the new Arrested Development, I watched the first three episodes and it was like a slog to get through. And I was like, man, I'm really not feeling these first three episodes of Arrested Development. And then I explained, like, I think it's because they're 32 minutes instead of 22 minutes. And 10 minutes in a sitcom is an eternity. That's like half the show.
Yeah.
That's like 150%
of what we're used to. Yeah.
And it's like taking place from all these different people's perspectives. So you don't get to see the whole gang together. So it seems even longer.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, oh.
I've only watched the first two so far.
The first three I thought were not awesome. I don't think they're bad, but like it took until like five or six, and everybody was like, wait until the Job episode. And they were kind of right, because the Job episode is, of course, amazing.
Yeah.
But I was like trying to explain, like, this is why I feel like I'm not feeling this. And then people were like, oh yeah, give it until this. Or I thought the same thing or whatever.
I think that's the smart thing to do, is like, if you really feel strongly enough about something. Well, I'm kind of trying to never is a strong word.
Never tweet.
No, I'm trying to never be negative. Yeah. Online.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm trying to keep my stuff that I'm saying, like, unless it's something where I'm just going like, man, that movie was terrible, guys. Where I think someone will get, you know, it's like, if you guys care what I think about this movie, I didn't like it. Yeah. And I would avoid seeing it. But most of the time, I mean, you know me, I go into movies always wanting to like them.
And we definitely have friends that we will go see a movie and we will walk out of it and we'll be like, that was awesome. And then they're like, I didn't like it. And it's just like, come on. Just give us like 30 minutes of feeling good about this before you're just like...
Before you come rain on our parade.
Because we'll still be some movies where we'll come back later and we'll be like, yeah, I didn't love it as much as I thought I did.
Yeah. But, well, and, you know, it's funny. In retrospect, when we left Iron Man 3, I was still wanting to like it more, but the
consensus.
The combo. Well, no, it's not so much. Iron Man 3 on its own, I could still kind of like, but it's the combo of then having seen
Star Trek 2
and, shouldn't they? It would have been so much better if they had called that Star Trek in. And then the number two, darkness.
Star Trek too dark, too too furious. And then you
seeing that, and then seeing Fast Six, and it's like the like enthusiasm I had coming out of both of those was so.
Someone got mad at me too because I'm very specific on how I phrase it. I phrased it. I had more fun at Fast 6 than I did watching Iron Man 3. And someone got really mad at me. And I was like, I don't think it's a better movie. I'm just saying, like...
I think it is.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. But, oh, man. Prepare for emails. But, like, I had more fun.
I'm not saying... That doesn't make Iron Man 3 bad if I think some other movie is better. Everybody, let's just calm down and be friendly.
I got some, like, people... Not it wasn't like angry tweets, but like I was making fun of like, because I was on some festival website and I was reading the bios of all the artists, the musicians on there, and one of the musicians that I read, it was like, his newest video release got 3,000 YouTube views in the first month, and I was like, what?
So?
I was like, this proved, and I was trying to phrase it to people, I was like, this proves to me that you have no idea how the internet works.
Yeah.
That you were going to like highlight this in your bio, like that you are, that people are going to see, and you're like a headlining act.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I get it. He probably like tours a lot, sells a lot more albums, and actually has a networked fan base that is not going to watch his YouTube video.
Yeah.
But it's like, then don't mention it. Mention other things that you can probably be
proud of,
can brag about. And so, like, people were just like, well, if, you know, like, oh, come on, man. Like, if I got 3,000 views on my video, I would like it. Or it's like, oh, man, you know, like, you don't know, like, maybe the artist is still learning the internet. And I'm like, I'm not like saying burn this dude at the stake. I'm just saying that this is like evidence of the fact that, like, A, there's a changing tide of the way you should brag about stuff.
This has got to be one of our weirdest episodes.
No, but like,
I'm not, no. Again, just to the point of what we're talking about. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but I've just realized, I was like, what have we talked about? And it's like,
that's what we say at the end of every episode. But like, yeah, why would you brag about that? And like a highlighted part of your bio is like, the newest video got 3,000 views on YouTube,
Eugene,
in the first month.
Let me ask you this. What is shipping?
What is shipping?
Everybody keeps emailing us angry emails with, or not so angry
emails.
Oh,
shipping Dipper and Wendy?
Ship, they just keep using the word like,
so shipping, are you were really asking,
I have
this?
No idea, man. So somebody, like, we've gotten so many emails with,
we get some weird emails.
We do get some weird emails, but we get a lot of great, like, thoughtful, fun, or sometimes angry emails, and all of that is fine. We'll take weird, we'll take, we like them all. I mean,
so shipping is a verb
we've
form.
Just gotten so many of those, we've gotten so much ship talk. Well, it's like that. So that email that we read from, it was Catherine, right?
Yeah.
Who we did get a follow up email from Catherine, which we'll probably talk about that on another episode, or not. Whatever. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll see how things go.
Whatevs. Whatevs.
We thought we were going to watch Teen Titans today, but you know, she said that somebody yelled at her, like, you're just wanting to get that to ship the whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just read that line because it was in there. But then I was going like, I mean, I have a ballpark idea of what that's about. But I really also, oh, hey, you know what else, internet? You guys can get ready to be real mad about this. I don't know what Homestuck is.
Oh, I know. Homestuck
is? It's a webcomic, right?
But I have never read a single. I've read MS Paint Adventures, like a little bit of it.
Okay, now that I have
and
read
some
of.
And that's what MS Paint Adventures became Homestuck later as it kept going. It's by Andrew Hussey. And Andrew Hussey is a guy that we are familiar with his work.
Yeah.
But I'd have never read Homestuck.
I haven't either. I don't know anything about it.
There's trolls. There's,
or demons or something.
We sound
horns.
So old right now. The kids. Kids they with like their Homestuck.
I've been practicing that Super Dave voice.
So relationship or shipping is a verb form of saying that you are cheering for two people to be in a relationship or to fall in love or whatever.
Oh.
And it comes from, I believe, and I'm going to probably be totally wrong.
We're not going to look it up, though.
But I believe that it comes from like
boats?
Manga. Like anime manga fandom. And it leaked over into fanfic.
So when you want Harry Potter and Hermione to end up together.
You're shipping Harry Potter and Hermione.
Okay.
That means you were actively cheering for them to get together. And then people write like fanfic where like instead of, spoiler alert, Harry and Ginny getting together, Harry and Hermione get together. And then I'm sure that's what I know.
So if I want... If I want me and Gina Carano to get together,
you would be shipping. You don't want to piss Gina Carano off.
I don't. You know who else I don't want to piss off?
Michelle Rodriguez.
No,
The Rock.
No, Gina Carano's boyfriend.
Who is?
Do you know his Superman?
Oh,
Henry Cavill or Cavill. I don't know how you pronounce it. Sure, psyched about that movie though. I tell you that much for free.
Just a warning is that after we see Man of Steel, we're probably going to talk about it on a whole episode.
If Eugene is
even
not,
if I hate it,
even if he hates it, man, it's just, you're going to hear his muffled screams from the bathroom where I've got him tied up, and
water,
I'm just going to be talking about it the whole time.
Me underneath.
No, I'm just going to have you where you can't ruin my fun of talking about it.
So
unless I don't like it.
Oh,
I will be honest.
What a downer episode that would be if you don't like it.
Well, hey. What a downer my life is going to be if I don't like this movie.
Look how much you just peeked into it's like all just filled the whole sound wave because he just screamed it as loud as he could.
That was not nearly as loud as I could.
I don't know what Homestuck is. I do know Homestuck raised $2.2 million in its Kickstarter to make a video game that now has apparently made Andrew Hussey's life a living hell.
Oh, man, I bet.
Because like you have to get warehouse space for all these books because before they ship.
That's
and
funny,
you
got
to go to another printer.
When you think about all the... You have a good idea, yeah, and then it's like you start realizing what the logistics of some of that stuff is that you had no idea was going to... Well, man, it's like, you know, when Kurt and I made that first Let's Be Friends Again book, there were so many headaches that we had no idea we were going to have to deal with.
When I did that donation drive to raise money for my stolen laptop... Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys.
Raise money for my stolen
laptop.
My
gigantic Faygo root beer ran into the
It's the worst name for a product ever. Faygo.
What does it mean?
I don't know. It just sounds terrible. It sounds like something
I had to know. I'd never had a Faygo root beer before.
I think it's good. It's like Fanta.
All right. ICP over here.
ICP, yeah. Give me my clown paint. When I did that donation drive to raise money for my laptop, like
laptop drop.
I expected to get just a third of the people that donated, which is why I ended up giving them all the extra money over it to charity. But I had to handwrite.
Oh, philanthropist dropper over here.
I had to handwrite all those
Humble
cards.
Brag.
And I was like, it was terrible. It was like a 2-week process where every night at 8 o'clock, I'd be like, well, put the hard hat on and get this pen. And why does my hand feel like a claw? It's hurting so bad.
It would have saved you. You would have saved so much time and money.
Not money.
Money, but in you would have saved money in
time.
Time. Yeah. If you had just gotten a stamp made up that just said what you wanted it to say.
And then we ran out of the
pens. There were no more pens left in Memphis.
We ran out of the screen print or the silk screened paint or whatever. I didn't feel like doing it anymore, so I just sketched all those terrible X-Men that people were like. And then I got emails from people that were like, "Can you sketch me a Wolverine?" I was like, "I guess if you want this terrible sketch of a Wolverine to come, where I just scribble in the shades with my ballpoint pen, just with reckless abandon."
Watching you do some of those was, not literally standing over you watching you do them, but seeing some of them being when I would see pictures of them, you'd send me or I'd see online, I was just like, oh, my God.
Terrible. They're terrible. Well,
no, it wasn't
charming. They're charming.
It's not that the drawings were terrible. It was that, the way that you were doing them, the ink them, I was like, oh, man, I know that is going to end up so just smudged and ruined. And it's like, you're using the worst possible kind of pen and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, and that kind of pen on the kind of paper you were doing it on, I was just going oh, no. Eugene does not like to be told when he is doing something not the best way. If he's already doing something.
No. It's not that if you tell, there you go. If you tell me.
You're whatever, I'm already doing it.
If you tell me before I start doing it, I am all for doing it the best way. But if I'm started in a project.
He's already started something.
It's man.
No, we don't care.
We done. I'm already 50% through. I think I'm going to start over. Are you crazy?
Well, not start over, but you could even just go hey, do the rest this other way. Nah.
I did the rest in finger paints with butter.
Here's the thing that I wanted to say earlier, and we just kind of kept getting away from it, so I didn't get a chance to. But I think that we, as people, need to stop. And this is
breathing.
We've had a good run, but humanity needs to end. No, I think that we need to. I feel like the internet has really, and especially with Twitter, way more so. Because if you think back, people were very much. It's so all or nothing.
Yeah.
And then people were like that back when we were just on Facebook and had blogs and whatever, but with Twitter, because everything is designed to be so short, you basically only have two sentences to say what you want to say.
One bite at the apple.
Might
as well bite the whole apple.
Everybody is just everyone's opinions, and I know I'm basically I shouldn't even be saying this because it's so pointless, but the way that everybody is so just it's all or nothing. It's I either love this or I hate this. And everything, so much opinions on the internet are all, I love this and you're wrong if you don't love it. Or I hated this and you're wrong if you don't hate it. And it's I just want everybody to, because some of the conversations that we get into with people on Twitter, that we would never have that heated a conversation about some of this stuff in person.
Or let's phrase it like this. All the conversations we almost get into on Twitter before we delete the angry tweet at somebody and then realize, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I will say this, and
I want everybody to look, let's all just calm down.
There's nuances to discourse and discussion.
Yeah, and let's just all agree to, because I assume everyone in the world is hearing this, right?
Yeah,
That's what Eugene
told
me.
We're going to hook up that booster to the radio tower. And
where it broadcasts it worldwide.
Hold a dish up.
Yeah. It's okay for people to like stuff that
or
you don't like.
Or dislike stuff.
Or dislike stuff that you do like. And you don't have to stop being friends over it. You don't have to get mad at each other over it. And you don't have to I just want everybody to calm down and be nicer to each other.
I'm going
to
tell the story.
And this is not even, it's funny, you'd think something had happened that would make me.
No, this is just a cumulative thing.
Yeah. So to answer your earlier question, I like when things are sincere, but it kind of depends on a case-by-case basis on what the quality is. Because I think that shows Adventure Time and Regular Show, and I haven't seen enough of My Little Pony to know, but shows that are sincere.
Man, I can't wait till our next fundraiser episode until we watch all these beloved shows and we really dislike one of them again. It's going to be great. And then we just constantly get emails. Please watch it again.
Please give Beast Wars another chance. please give Reboot another chance. I like Beast Wars and Reboot, as best as I remember, so we're just kidding, folks. Those are just two obscure cartoons I could think of.
I'm going to tell you, and I don't know if this dude listens to this, because he...
Let's just start hating Gravity Falls.
Oh, my gosh.
When it comes back, let's just start trashing it.
By the way, supposedly June 28th.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll be right around the time for our 1 year anniversary. I'll tell the story and then we'll close out. But like, I don't know if this guy listens to this because he emailed the Adam Warrock email, and like, I tend to like, I don't know if everybody who's a listener of Adam Warrock.
You don't promote the podcast through your Adam Warrock.
I try not to. I do a little bit.
Hurts my feelings all the time, but
I try not to cross-pollinate that much because I don't want this.
He doesn't mind.
Oh yeah,
promoting the Adam Warrock stuff to the Gosper people.
No, but
explain that.
Because I feel like I don't want people just listening to the show because they're just like, I want to hear Adam Warrock say things. I want people to listen to the show because they like animation and they like Chris and Eugene. There is a reason for that.
You're so full of it.
No, I'm serious. That's what I like. But then at the same time, if I have a song, I'm gonna put it on the Gosper Tumblr. This dude emailed me and he asked me to use, and I'm gonna say this before, if he is listening, that I am not angry, but I'm just gonna tell the story anyways. He emailed me asking to use Hodor in a video about Hodor on his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And his YouTube channel has some videos that are like to a song where he makes clip videos, but then he also has a couple videos that are like, and it says on his bio, home of outspoken opinions, and then a couple songs are like things where he's like taking people who are bigoted to task, and then songs
seems
that
good
songs that are like defending the rights of prostitutes to be prostitutes and things like that, and like some of the anti-bigoted things, it's like very strong, spicy stances backwards, just back to him. So he emailed me asking this, and I said, hey man, you know, I just want you to know, like, I totally respect what you're doing, I think it's cool. I'm gonna say, like, I'm gonna take a pass just because I don't like to mix other people's politics with my music. If there is political views in my music, it's going to be my own, but yeah. Otherwise I try to keep it fairly neutral because it's mostly about being a geek or being a nerd and enjoying pop culture, and like, it gets kind of dicey when it's not something that I fully,
well, yeah, and once 100%. It starts getting like out of your hands,
yeah
totally,
and
understand.
So, and I was like, and I said if you still want to use the song, there is nothing I can do to stop you, and I will not stop you, but I'm not going to endorse it, you know. Yeah. And so like, I just, you know, it's cool. And he wrote me back the angriest email that is
surprising.
Now, that is like multiple emails back and forth where I've been trying to be like, he's like, obviously you didn't understand what I said. And like, I guess you're just going to have to like, I guess I should never have even tried to make a difference. And I should never. And like, I guess it goes to show that, you know, just I'm going to be judged for my anti-bigot pro-whore ways and stuff like that. And I was like,
you're gonna bleep that, right?
No, we're gonna leave it in because this is.
I guess they use that word in the Bible.
Hooler.
They use that word. That word's in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's good enough for God. It's good enough for us.
But like, and then I was just like, I understand everything. I just want you. And then it was that thing where it was like, he's like, I'm just using my freedom of speech and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, if you use your freedom of speech, then I have my freedom of speech to say that I don't want to, like, give you the endorsement to do this. And I was like, I again think a lot of our beliefs probably line up, but I'm gonna say no just because that's just the way it is. And he's very
just upset. Because of reasons.
Yeah, just because, like, I just because all the reasons I already told you in this very like courteous, level-headed email that I sent back to him. And again, I said, look, if you want to do it, like, I'm not gonna stop you.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna sue you. It's not even my beat. Like, there is nothing I can do. And you are free to use it, but I'm not going to like promote it because I don't want to send, I mean, I don't want to send people to a site that I don't know what the politics of it are. And he's just like, no, you've just taken all the wind out of my sails. I don't even want to do it anymore. I was just like, dang.
This guy's going to kill us now, Eugene.
I once had a dude light a drawing that he made of me on fire on a barbecue and take 16 pictures and tag me on Facebook. And I woke up and that was the first thing that I saw when I woke up that day.
That's a bummer.
Email.
Why did he do that? What did you do to him?
He brought a piece of art to a concert and said, do you want to commission this piece of art that I drew of you? And I was like, not the way commissions work.
Yeah.
That is the opposite of how commissions work. And I was like, I was like, this is an awesome picture, but I'm not going to buy it from you because I don't want to spend money on this thing. And he was asking for like a decent amount of money. It wasn't like a dollar. It was like an artist commission rate.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I don't have the money to spend right now.
And I didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
And that's not how
commissions. Yeah. Usually when you commission some artwork, you ask for it.
And so he went home and then he's like, I try to do something nice for someone whose music I like, and they just are just a jerk to me. And then he took 16 pictures of this picture of me on his barbecue burning into ashes and tagged me in each one of them. So you just sat there and clicked. You see this like time lapse of you know, my visage. Yeah. Burning in the flames.
Wow.
And then he did it in the evening. So I woke up the next day and checked my email like I do in the morning. And let's I was like,
start your day.
What a bummer way to see my day start. Burning in effigy.
Knowing you, though, you probably kind of were like, this is awesome.
No, because I was like, I will be back to Baltimore where he was. And I'm really scared that he's going to come to another show.
Oh.
And be like.
Well, plus he's going to hear this now. And
yeah. I mean, hey, I've talked about this in multiple places about how somebody has burned me in effigy.
Man, it's a weird show.
People need to.
Let's just be nice to each other.
Just calm down. Hey, if you guys don't like Furious Six, it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. We liked it. If you don't like Star Trek, I'll tell this thing, and it's fine because Andy is our friend. But like Andy Corey, when we got out of when we got out of
Star Trek
Too Fast, Too Furious, you know, you and I were both really excited about it. We were jumping up and down, high-fiving, tweeting about it. And Andy hadn't seen it yet, but he tweeted at me, like he replied to me at one of my tweets where he's like, this may be the movie that we have to go to war over. And he hadn't even seen it yet. And I was like, man, give it a chance.
Oh, it's like this guy's George W. Bush, am I right?
Oh.
Kids, you'll understand when you get older. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. It'd be like if
someone made a Nixon joke to us and we were like, ha, I get that because I've read a social studies book.
But he said, there was like several people, but Andy especially, I mean, several people were going like, no, oh, man, that movie looks so bad. And I was like, well, dang, man, see it before you decide you want to go to war with me. But the thing I really wanted to say was,
if you want to go to war, you better load up.
Well, the thing I really wanted to say was like, and I just was like, whatever, because I don't really care.
Yeah.
I love Andy. He is like one of our
Andy's friends. Great.
He's and it's like, I wanted to say like, you know, and it's not like he's going to listen to this, so whatever. But I'm about to say something nice, so it doesn't matter either way. But it's like, I wanted to say like, Andy, I'm not going to go to war with you over anything because you're my friend. Much less over some dumb movie. It was just a fun summer movie.
He's the one who's the Star Trek fan, and we are not Star Trek hardcore fans.
I could give a rip. And I just wanted to have fun. I mean, it's not like I've got anything against old Star Trek, but I also realized that this old, you know, this new thing is not old Star Trek. And if they change stuff or do whatever they want, the people in charge have approved it. All right. Case in point, there's probably going to be things they change about Superman, like his costume or whatever, in this new movie.
People are so quick to hate reboots and remakes.
People are so quick to hate.
I kind of don't mind any remake or reboot.
I just want
cool stuff to happen.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what should be our slogan.
Yeah.
That's what our t-shirts should say. I just want cool stuff to happen. It's like this,
right? In interviews, I get asked a lot of times in interviews, and this is a question.
Oh.
And I have now come up with this stock answer, right?
and people always ask, they say, do you ever get like people giving you a hard time or doubting you when you show up to perform, like, because you're a rapper,
because you're Asian?
And I say the same thing to every single person.
I was joking. I can't believe that's
was. Because I'm Asian. And I say, man, people, like, you could be an alien or blue or black, purple, whatever, and people are just like, hey, what's up? Are you the rapper tonight? Man, I hope you don't stink. Like, that's all, like, fat, skinny, like, tall, short, whatever. I just really hope you're good.
Yeah.
Because there's so much bad stuff that I have to sit through at these stupid shows that I really hope, are you Asian? I don't care. Just be good.
Yeah.
Just go up there and be good. And I'm like, that's all that matters to people. And so, like, it's only the people that are asking that question that think that there's this hardship because of it. And it's the same way. It's just like, just want good stuff to be there.
I don't care
if it's new Star Wars. Like, who cares?
It's like, if I'm going to go to war with somebody, if I'm going to go to air quotes war with somebody, it's like, it's going to have to be something over I really care about. And Star Trek is not...
Remember when we graduated from the air quotes? I wanted that joke so bad.
Really, it's like, there's like, if I about the only movie I can think of off the top of my head that I would go to war with someone over, that I'd go to internet war over, would be Speed Racer.
Oh yeah, which we sort of have gone to internet war with just tons of people about
there's
Speed
precious
Racer.
Other there's very little that I would go to war with
I have
somebody
forced,
over.
I have forced that Blu-ray onto people in the city.
And you did the right thing.
I don't even have it anymore. I don't even know where it is. It's still at someone's place who watched it or something. But it's
and
okay,
that is one movie where if you don't like that movie, you are wrong.
Oh, we should do a Speed Racer episode. It's PG?
Yeah.
It's PG?
At most, it's PG-13.
So good.
So good.
Anyways, so just be happy that cool stuff's happening. If it's not cool, there'll be something cool that you'll like eventually coming down the pike.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're going long. All right,
guys,
as...
before this one started, Eugene was like, let's just try to get done early today. That was what he texted me yesterday, or he emailed me yesterday.
Yeah, because we did a 90-minute episode last week.
And here we are. Almost at 90 minutes now.
GravityFallsGosper.com, GravityFallsGosper@gmail.com, GFGosperCast on Twitter. We're on iTunes. We're on Facebook. Guys,
leave us reviews. Leave us.
Guys, we are really close to getting a really exciting sponsor.
Yep.
We're hoping that we're going to be able to do some stuff. We have, and like, look, we are consciously and conscientiously looking for sponsors of things that you would use. We're not going to give you like... You know,
we're not going to try to get you coupons for, you know, paper towels.
Yeah.
We're trying to find some stuff that you will be, we're trying to find a sponsor. The sponsor we're working on is a really cool sponsor, and it's something that you would be excited to get to use. Certainly know that it's something I would be excited to get to have, not just as our sponsor, but to have to, like, I will take full advantage of
and
if
we,
I'm allowed to.
We are in talks with We Love Fine. Hopefully we'll get them back to, thank you so much, everybody who ordered.
Thank you for using that code.
We thought we were a humble little podcast, and we managed to get a lot.
Managed to blow up two codes.
Yeah.
And if you guys, you know, feel free to tweet at We Love Fine, whatever their Twitter is, or email them and say that you want them to keep sponsoring us.
Or just go on a coupon website and find your own 50%. Just trust us that we're never going to give you a sponsor, and you're never going to
just trust
there.
Us that we're never going to give you up.
Never
going to
let
you down.
Never going to turn. Yeah, we're never going to give you a sponsor to like cloud backups coupon.
That could be useful.
I got my own backup. I'm using that time machine.
I don't know why that's so funny
to
me. I'm very hungry.
I am so hungry, I feel like I could eat a horse.
Let's go to somewhere to get lunch where we can also go to Best Buy so I can get Injustice because it is on sale.
Okay.
Next week we'll talk about Injustice.
Who knows? We'll talk about whatever. Email us and let us know what you want us to talk about. We're probably going to keep going with Teen Titans Go.
Because we're talking to some people from the show about being on here.
Some animators.
Yeah, it's been so cool that it's been so awesome to see that some of the people that work on the show have been reblogging you know, the show, our show, on their own personal Tumblrs and stuff like that. That is so exciting to see. Plus, also here shortly, we will be back to Gravity Falls, and that'll be exciting as well.
July 12th through 14th is Kineticon in Hartford, Connecticut. somebody pointed this out, and I actually remember this was like this last year. July 11th is for badge and pass pickups, and at night there is a nerd prom.
Ooh.
Which is a, I don't know, there was a theme last year, I don't know if it's the same, but
let's find out. Are we going to go? Are we going to wear a tux?
I don't know.
Let's go together. Get pictures made.
Of course. I mean, we'll probably be there on the 11th. I imagine we'll get there on the 11th.
Let's see who can get who the biggest corsage.
Well, obviously, we all know the answer to that question, right, guys? But yeah, so most likely the panel will take place on the 12th through the 14th. So
that is a long panel.
Well, at some point during that, not on the 11th, so I know there are people who are asking, like, what day. We don't know yet. We're finding that out. We'll have a live gospeler. We'll also have some live gospelers, hopefully, in the fall, in October, perhaps in the state that starts with a P and ends with a Vania. And
why would you even bother not
another
saying
another state that starts with an O and ends in an O?
Yes. There's probably a couple of those, so people won't get that one at least.
Yeah. Oregano. Oregano. Old Hawaii 50.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you guys like it this long? We can do 90 minutes every week if you want to. Just let us know. I mean, we try to keep it. We originally intended for this always to be under an hour. And
tell
now
us what
like,
you want, yeah, people.
Just let us know. We will put a hard deadline on some of these things. But anyways,
we'll have a timer that goes off, and even if we're like in the middle of a sentence, it just cuts off.
It'll be like one of those horrifying alarm clocks, like, wah, wah, wah.
And we're like, oh, guys, we gotta go. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm late for my final. So hungry right
Thank
now.
You guys so much for listening to us.
And look, we're going to be honest, man. There's going to be a time where Gravity Falls is going to probably go on a summer hiatus or something. Or I don't know when it's going to be.
Some kind of other different hiatus than
Chris
the ones.
Chris and I have talked about perhaps either splitting the show into something where we can talk about other things and making this all animation, or I don't know. Basically making another show, which makes maybe we'll do that X-Men podcast someday. Yeah,
maybe we'll finally do that X-Men podcast.
Oh, by the way, I tweeted this, and I will put this in the show notes. There is a Spork quiz online that you have 20 minutes and you have to fill in as many of the 217 X-Men.
The 217 X-Men that they have chosen for you to
pick. Yeah, there's some missing and there's some that we do not know who they are. But they have it grouped in blanks, like showing you the number of blanks, and it's like original five, the
Second Genesis retcon, like Excalibur,
1980s
X-Factor.
Recruits, 1990s recruits. Me and Chris working together got 85.
It was 87.
Or 87.
And I think there was a couple where after the fact we realized we would have had a few more. But it was still, we did embarrassingly bad.
Yeah. We probably like, I would say that we probably got close to 90 if you factor in the fact that like, we knew there was a maggot, but we didn't put that second T.
Yeah, like we just spelled it maggot, M-A-G-G-O-T.
So go take it, send us your scores, and if anybody out there can, if you lie to me, I'll know. If you can get over 200.
You're a liar. I don't believe it.
There's no way. There's no way unless you are literally like 60 years old and have studied X-Men every day of your life that you can get this.
Man, I'm trying to imagine a person that could get this, and I can't, like, I was trying to think of,
we
like,
did not cheat. We did not cheat at
all.
We
didn't cheat at all.
All from our minds. That's why we got 87 out of 217.
There
it's
was
impossible.
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, an X-Men writer that would be able to get all of these. I don't think that anybody who has written X-Men.
It's like Exterminators, X Corporation.
Let's get Fraction to take this and see how well he does.
Oh, man. Someday, man. Someday we're going to have that plum writing gig on the Uncanny X-Men, and we're going to get that box, zip file, whatever,
yeah,
of every X-Men title that's ever been made in the history of time. And then you're going to hate X-Men by the time you're done with it.
Yeah. Oh, that was part of what it was. For some reason, I was thinking about that Green Lantern movie, and then it started me thinking, what would you and I do if we got to write Green Lantern? I started thinking about that, and I was going like, and it just made me think about how, you know, I started thinking about that whole conversation we had about how we wouldn't know what to do with the Avengers, but we would know what to do with the, like, all these worthless characters.
Hey man, I'm ready to write that next X-Men movie. Call me Bryan Singer or whoever is making the next one.
Bryan Singer is doing the next one.
Oh, the first class, the Days of Future Past.
Oh yeah, man, we didn't even talk about any of that stuff.
The double
Quicksilver thing.
I am hesitant about this Days of Future Past movie that's about to happen. We'll see. All right, anyways, gravitycultsgospel.com. Come, we're online at Yuge Warrock, at the Chris Haley.
Yeah.
And
follow us, leave us the things.
And we are out.
That's been podcast. From now on, I want to spend them all. Heavy summer down at Gravity Falls, y'all. I want it all. The mystery's call. Heavy summer down at Gravity Falls, y'all. From now on, I'll never go back. Heavy summer at the mystery shack, yo. Matter of fact, I want every summer back. 'Cause I wasted every one that wasn't at.